You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 12-1, now 16-1. And Dele Alli to score and Spurs to win was 11-10. That's been enhanced to 5-4. What a match that was against Wickham at the weekend in the FA Cup. Spurs were 2-1 to win that match at about the hour mark. Pulled it back to 2-2. Wickham scored again. And Dele Alli scored. And Heung-min Son spared Spurs' blushes in the end, Tom. Good shout by you, actually, on the Heung-min Son to score two or more in the game. Never in doubt that, Tom.
Never, ever in doubt. You were looking ahead of those games. You're looking at Tottenham and you're thinking, you do this with a lot of the top six sides because we know their squad's inside out. You think if they do make six, seven, eight changes, however many there are, you know, you can look at players that are going to come up from the bench and, you know, do the business, players that will want to take their chance. And I like him. But, you know, I think what that game proved, although Tottenham got through by the skin of their teeth, I think it just proved that it doesn't matter who you are in a Premier League. You know, no team can make vast amount of changes and expect to have an easy ride. I don't care who you're playing against, especially if you're playing against a team in form, even though they are, you know, God knows how many league places between the two sides. And, you know, it'll have been a little bit of a wake-up for Tottenham. You know, they won't have been dancing, you know, home, going home from White Hart Lane after that game. You know, they've seen a thriller, but, you know, they know they were lucky. But generally, look, it doesn't take anything away from Tottenham. The point is they know how to win matches and they're on a great run and they're in good form. So Tottenham are a team that you don't want to be backing against at the moment, but it's how this game goes. They're up against the Sunderland side, who for me now, rock bottom of the Premier League. They're dead and buried. You know, their transfer dealings are hardly inspiring. People might look to the fact that keeping Jermaine Defoe has been a positive, but it's not really going to change a huge amount. They're seven games without a victory. They cannot beat good sides at home. They can barely beat anybody at home, even with Watford, who are our bully boys at the moment. They only beat them by a goal to nil. But when they come up against better sides, they lose. And I think that's obviously going to be the case here. The only thing I would maybe look at is the fact that Tottenham away from home, you think Tottenham are a tight defensive side. They've only kept two clean sheets in 11 away matches. Now, admittedly, they are playing against a team bottom of the table. But Sunderland, more often than not, find the back of the net at home. In fact, it's very rare. Only Chelsea and actually Burnley and Everton way back at the beginning of the season have actually kept them out on home soil. So there is an argument here. This is not a bet I've normally put up for Tottenham. But for Tottenham to win and both teams to score at 11-5. But what I do like is Dele Alli. You know, you've got to be backing players that are in red-hot form. And I think the fact that he's even money anytime is just cracking value, and of course he's part of the enhanced odds as well for him to score and Tottenham to win at 5-4. I think he's pretty decent. 5 goals in his last 3 away matches. But Spurs and both teams to score, I think, is where I'd head for the value.
Both Harry Kane and Dele Alli, by the way, have scored more Premier League goals in 2017 than Sunderland. Only scored 3 times this calendar year, Sunderland in the Premier League. Derek, convincing Spurs win or not?
Well, I tell you what, it's a measure of how far Tottenham have come over the last, 2 years, say, that, you know, you look at them at 4-11 away from home and you think, yeah, I'll have some of that. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, you'd never have done that. They were too flaky to be risked at those kind of odds, even at home at those kind of odds. Nowadays, they get the job done invariably. Now, there's a couple of things I always tell punters, never be swayed by one match. You've got to look at form over a minimum of 6 games. Never be swayed by one match. And who's the guy that never listens? Me. Because I remember watching Sunderland against Liverpool a few weeks ago, and I was amazed by Sunderland, absolutely amazed by them. It was a 2-2 draw, and I thought, this is a better team than I thought. I'm going to be backing them here. Well, since then, they've hardly done a lie. They've skinned me, and I made a mistake. And it was similar when Leicester played against Man City and beat Man City. I thought, yeah, this is Leicester. I'll be backing them every week now. They've hardly picked up a point since then. So, more fool me. I'm going to oppose Sunderland here. I just can't see them doing anything against Tottenham. They just haven't got a strong enough squad, to be honest. And, you know, they're at the bottom of the league because they deserve to be. That's basically where they are, the 20th best team in the Premier League. Tottenham will win this 4-11 away from home, one for the big hitters again. But I still 5-6 minus a goal. That looks a very fair price to me.
Maybe that said more about Liverpool and Man City, those two games that you referenced there, Derek.
Yeah, it probably did. It probably did.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.